We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Sal Capaccio, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR, is joining me right now. It's officially official, right? The Bill's schedule is out. 5 primetime appearances, Sal, plus a Thanksgiving Day game. Is this the most primetime appearances that a team could hope for?
Yes, pretty much. It's kind of semantics a little bit because it depends on what you call primetime. And the way you're describing it, that's right. The most night games you could be scheduled for is 5. But they do count the Thanksgiving Day games as a prime time game, if you will, one of those nationally televised standalone games. That gives 6. You mentioned Christmas Eve. Just so everybody knows, pretty much the whole league is playing Christmas Eve anyway. They're putting 3 games on Christmas Day, which is a Sunday, and then a Monday night after that. But everybody's moving to Christmas Eve because Christmas is a Sunday. Bills do play at 1 o'clock on Christmas Eve. And then they have a chance to get flexed into another nighttime game with a couple of to-be-determined games at the end of the season, one late December against Miami and one the last game of the year in January against the Patriots.
Wow. All right. What one game is standing out to you right now?
Well, it's the opener. I mean, the Bills are kicking off the NFL season Hollywood style. They are the opponent for the Los Angeles Rams right out of the gate Thursday night, September 8th. And, you know, the league traditionally gives the Super Bowl champions the home opener to start the season on a Thursday night. They make it a party, basically, and make it a really big pomp and circumstance deal. And think about it. It's going to be in L.A. this year, right? That's where the Super Bowl was last year. Think how great that halftime show was. I don't know exactly what they have planned. We'll find out. But you think about that national stage that the Bills are going to be on, and Josh Allen and Hollywood. Oh, my gosh, that is really sticking out.
And Von Miller.
Von Miller returning to take on his former team. He was traded there last year, middle of the season, won a Super Bowl with them, signed a 6-year, $120 million contract with the Buffalo Bills, and talked a lot about the tug of war he had internally trying to decide to stay in L.A. or come to Buffalo, and he chose Buffalo over L.A.
All right, the Thanksgiving Day game, a lot of people buzzing about that. That was part of the big leak yesterday, right? What about all that? The leaks, the hoopla, and wasn't it crazy?
Yeah, I mean, like, look, this is what happens when, you know, the NFL has made an event out of the schedule release. You think about that. It's just a bunch of people wanting to know, like, a certain date on the calendar. But I get it. I love it. I think, you know, people plan their fall Sundays and Saturdays and Mondays and Thursdays around it now, and your weekends and your vacations and, you know, travel trips. And, you know, for me, I cover the games. I go to the games. You know, and where am I going to be? What cities? It's a big deal for everybody. And, you know, lots of the league, you know, starts to give teams and ideas of certain things, and certain people catch wind, so they want to be the first to report it. But, you know, there's also a lot of stuff out there yesterday that was not true. So now we have everything going on here. As far as Thanksgiving is concerned, the 3rd out of 4 years, the Bills will be on Thanksgiving, all on the road. And this one now is the early game. They played the middle game in Dallas in 2019. They played the late game in New Orleans last year. Now they get the early game in Detroit. So plan accordingly, Bills fans, because I don't know how you're supposed to do dinner if the game is at 12:30. Do you do it at 12? Do you do it at, you know, 4? I don't know what you do here.
Hey, we've got some time to work that out, right?
Yeah.
It's cool, though. I mean, it's the new norm for us now to play Thanksgiving.
All that. I'm sorry, what's that?
It seems like it's the new norm now for us to be in a Thanksgiving Day game.
Yeah, so like I said, it's 3 out of 4 years now. Obviously, Dallas and Detroit traditionally play every year. The league added a 3rd game. So you could always get in one of those games. If you're on the schedule for Dallas or Detroit, you always have a chance. And this year the Bills happen to be on the schedule for Detroit. So that's why they're in that particular game. And look, the league loves themselves some Bills now. They love themselves some Josh Allen. And I would tell you, and I wrote about this at WGR550.com, our website, and people can go check it out, what I wrote, which is, A, the Bills are the hunted on the field now because they're the favorites to win the Super Bowl. Everybody wants a piece of them. But they're also the hunted by the NFL, by the TV network, Susan. I mean, everybody wants the Bills. They want to see them. They resonate. They rate. They have a superstar quarterback. And that's not to be overlooked. And get used to it, Bills fans.
Right.
We're going to be here for a while. We're not getting the traditional, you know, 14 games at Sunday at 1 o'clock anymore.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you next. There are not a lot of Sunday 1 o'clock games.
There are 8 total scheduled. 8 out of 17. That's it. There are 4 scheduled at home out of 8 home games at home. 8 games at home. You have those 2 to-be-determined games. They could still be Sunday 1 o'clock. We're talking about a national window. You talk about the primetime games. Then there's another one in Kansas City on a Sunday at 4:25 p.m. That's a national game. There's a Miami game in Miami, week 3, 4:25 p.m., I believe it is. So, yes, gone for quite a while, I think, are the just, hey, every Sunday at 1 o'clock. And I understand a lot of people say, you know what, that stinks. I like it every Sunday at 1 o'clock. It's routine. I totally understand that. But this is the price, if you will, or the benefit, if you will, however you look at it, of being very good. Everybody wants you on TV.
Good way to look at it. This is also the first year that games are going to be streamed exclusively on Amazon on Thursday nights. But I think I'm right on this. You would know. People here in Western New York would not be blacked out if they don't have Amazon when it's a Bills game.
I think there's only one scheduled for that. That's the Thursday night game, December 1st, against the New England Patriots. And that is correct. That will be on one of the local TV networks. What happens is, in the home team markets that are playing, when that happens, they give a chance for a local affiliate to buy the game, essentially. And they do that, and therefore they can still get the local revenue for commercials and things like that. So you should be okay. Bills fans should have no problem picking up all Bills games, no matter where or when they're played.
How challenging do you think this schedule is?
It's very challenging. Well, they already were having the way the schedule rotation works, I don't think a lot of people realize, and maybe a lot of listeners don't know, people say, well, it's a first-place schedule. Yes, it is, but only 3 games are determined by where you finish. The rest are predetermined years in advance. So we knew 14 of the 17 games a year ago for this year. We just didn't know the other 3 games. Now we do. The Bills finished in first, so now they play 3 other first-place teams. So, yeah, 3 games are against other first-place teams, and one's the Super Bowl champion Rams. Then you have the Kansas City Chiefs, right? I mean, so you have games against teams that obviously are, they're the top finishers in their division. Then the Tennessee Titans are the other one for that one. So, and they're coming here Monday night. Very challenging. The first 7 weeks, especially, Susan, very challenging. There is a bye in there, week 7. So you go 6 weeks, a bye, and then a game. But you look at it, it is a who's who. The Bills are going to be very, very tested out of the gate. You have that national game at L.A. and to open the season all the way out there against the Super Bowl champs. You come home for a Monday night game against the Tennessee Titans, who were the number 1 seed in the AFC, beat the Bills the last 2 years. You have Baltimore in there, Pittsburgh in there, an improved Miami team in there. And then you get Kansas City, and then you get Green Bay here on Sunday Night Football, which I think is going to be fantastic the night before Halloween.
Boy, everyone's going over their calendars right now, booking to see where they want to see the Bills. Obviously in Orchard Park, but on the road as well. What is the likelihood, you think, of flexing a late-season game?
So in week 15, which is December 17 on a Saturday and 18 on a Sunday, there are 5 games that the league has said, out of these 5, 3 of them will get flexed to a Saturday. The Bills are one of the 5 possibilities. So there's more likely than not that game against Miami will be on Saturday, December 17th. From there, they could be at 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, or 8:30. That would be a home game on December 17th. Likelihood, I think, as of right now, probably you look at that and see that could mean something. But last year, the Bills were in that same situation. They were not chosen, and the game was kept on a Sunday. We'll see what happens on the final weekend of the year. There's 2 games that can go to Saturday. So I do think it's likely that at least one of those games gets moved from Sunday to Saturday, but you got to wait to see how the season plays out for the other teams as well.
All right, Sal, a lot of fun, and we'll be digesting this for a while, everybody kind of making their plans, scheduling their vacation days and things like that. Thanks so much.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Sal Capaccio, Bills sideline reporter for WGR, Sports Radio 550.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.